With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. In 1970, the Maryland General Assembly passed a law that requires government agencies to open most of their records to reporters or anyone from the public who wants to know what their government is up to. The point of the Maryland Public Information Act is to make information freely available to all voters and taxpayers, not only those with money or connections. But increasingly, advocates of open government complain that state agencies have adopted a pay-to-play policy that has turned public information into a private commodity or a political weapon. State employees are charging fees of hundreds or even thousands of dollars just for the public to look at public records that by law should be open to everyone. Critics assert the intent appears to be to discourage scrutiny of government agencies by environmental activists, reporters, community organizations, and others who are not in the administration's favor.
I think the frustration comes from the arbitrary nature of the way they apply the rules.
Bob Gallagher is co-chair of the Maryland Clean Agriculture Coalition. He is part of a new network of nonprofit organizations and journalists pushing for reform of the state's public information policies.
If there's information they want to get out, they'll have it ready for you, won't charge you anything. But if the information is information they don't want you to have for one reason or another, they'll charge you to search for it, they'll charge you to copy it, they'll take as much time as they want to compile it for you. They just do whatever they can to make it difficult.
Greg Smith is co-director of Community Research, a small nonprofit based in Montgomery County. He said the Maryland Transportation Authority told him it would cost him $97,000 for public records he requested about the Intercounty Connector Toll Road.
In some cases, they tend to see these records as their own private property, when in fact they're not. They're supposed to be holding these records in the public trust.
The Maryland Department of the Environment charged the Assateague Coastkeeper Organization $70,000 just to look at, not even to copy, fertilizer management plans for large poultry operations. So the group had to back down. The Maryland Department of the Environment also warned another waterkeeper, Michelle Merkel, it would charge between $21,000 and $85,000 just to examine stormwater control records for industrial sites around Baltimore Harbor.
It's a consistent problem throughout the state.
This is Betsy Nicholas, executive director of Waterkeepers Chesapeake. She said the fees have a chilling effect on requests for public information. The Maryland Department of the Environment refused to even discuss its public records policies for this radio program. However, the agency did issue a written statement that said the law allows the agency to charge search fees for document requests that will take more than 2 hours. The statement said in part, quote, "The department receives about 4,000 requests per year under the Public Information Act. It is important to note the department simply does not have the financial resources to provide free staff time beyond 2 hours to fulfill Public Information Act requests for requesters with an ability to pay while still meeting the department's legal mandates to protect public health and the environment," unquote. Of course, state agencies would likely receive fewer requests for public information if they simply maintain documents online in a digital form open for everyone to see. In the Google age, searches for public records should not require hours or weeks or months, heaps of paper and high fees, but seconds and the click of a mouse. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Information, that's what I need, some information. Where did she come from? Information, that's what I need, some where did she come from? Information, give me a need, some information.